Cyberspace Ashram. Day Kwadinam, November 8th. Welcome to Cyberspace Ashram and this very interesting topic, the drugs and the penalties invoked by law for the use of drugs. A lot of questions that you will enjoy the answers, and we're going to ask Sannyasin Aramuga Swami to recount an interview with Lieutenant Larry Rosa of the Kauai Police Department. Aramuga Swamiji, what did Larry Rosa have to say in answer to some of these questions people have been asking?
Lieutenant Larry Rosa, who's the vice squad officer with all of the adult violations in the drug realm, and we had inquired of him the penalties for drug use. The most important one of which is that if you sell drugs in any quantity to anybody for any price or even give them away, you are necessarily committing a felony. And if you commit that felony on the island of Kauai, you will definitely go to jail.
Maybe you can explain for all of our ashram visitors in our cyberspace ashram just what a felony is.
Well, felony is a serious crime as opposed to a misdemeanor. It's one that remains on your record through your entire life. If you are a convicted felon, you no longer have the right to vote. If you apply for a job, you are required to disclose this information that you have a felony conviction, especially if you want a job with the government, in which case you probably won't get it because of that conviction. Sentencing for a felony can range from a year or 2 years in jail up to 20 years in the drug realm.
This means that for a little seeming happiness, you get a lot of long-term unhappiness and a lot of privileges taken away.
One thing that Neil Wagatsuma, the warden at Kauai County Community Correctional Center, told us was that it used to be that you could get a lesser sentence for drugs if you were a more well-to-do citizen. And if you, for example, produced letters of recommendation from prominent people in the community, then you might get off easier. Well, it seems that the current judge doesn't go for that argument, and whoever you are, if you're dealing drugs, you're going to jail.
Well, our current honorable judge takes his job very seriously, and be very careful if you come to the island of Kauai, leave all these substances behind. We don't want them here. This is tough love, because we love you. And we see God inside of each and every one of you. But we don't want your outside self incarcerated in the county of Kauai on this beautiful garden island. The county can't afford it. We want the island to be drug-free. This means we don't do this here.
Now, we asked Lieutenant Rosa what would happen if they got a tip about someone who was dealing drugs. And he said, well, the best thing that they have is what they call the buy bust, where they try to set the person up to sell them, an undercover agent, some drugs, preferably at the man's home or somewhere in his car, for example. And the reason they do that is that if they can successfully buy the drugs from the man at his home, they can then seize his home under the drug seizure laws. But what they will try to do then, after they make the arrest, is they will try to make a deal with him to get to the pusher that he got the drugs from, and so on back the line. And then, if he does do that, then he might get a lesser sentence. Otherwise, he will get the book thrown at him.
I understand, Sannyasin Aramuga Swami, that there's also another way. People are also afraid of retaliations if they report somebody, but the county has, police department has established an anonymous line. You can call in, not leave your name, and make a report. Now, we're going to get that number out of the phone book, and later on in this interview, Aramuga Swami is going to tell you what it is.
Yes, Gurdjieff, that's the Crime Stoppers program. It works very well. They recently caught somebody at one of the schools with $300 on them for the purpose of a drug buy. and some drugs on them also, and were able to make an arrest in that case. Now, if you are arrested, what happens to you is that you are, again, as an adult, you're handcuffed, you're searched for weapons, you're taken to the station, you're booked, fingerprinted, photographed. You may get bail if you're, depending on the crime. If you don't get bail, then you're taken over to the jail. At the jail, you are strip searched, you are given different clothes, a few amenities, and put in a cell. And within a few days, depending upon your attitude, you are either left in a cell with, that's approximately 8 by 10 or 11 feet with two other inmates, that's three, on a 23-hour-a-day lockdown, that means you're only out of the cell for one hour a day, or you, if you are going to make a serious attempt to change your life, the warden may admit you to one of the dormitory programs where there's a very strict regimen throughout the day of training, discipline, classes, work, etc.
So you mean you can buy some of these drugs and get free room and board with two other people in a very small cell? That is not a very good investment. Let's sharpen up. Let's get smart. It's not cool to take drugs. Can be very hot.
We asked Lieutenant Rosa if there was much difference on the economic level of the people that they were arresting for drugs, and he said there's not. The poorer people are being arrested, the richer people are being arrested, they've arrested children from the best families on the island. When it comes to drugs, it doesn't seem that economic status is much of a factor. We asked him about the effect of drugs upon people, and he said that the degeneration of the drug user is very apparent. He says, I can see that these people have short attention spans, they have mood swings, they're forgetful, they just are no longer what they used to be. As he put it, I've never seen a brilliant drug user. He believes that one of the motivating factors in the drugs is that when they take that first hit off of ice or the first hit of cocaine, they get this tremendous feeling of euphoria and they want to get back to that feeling, but they never do. It's never the same after that. And they keep trying to take bigger doses and so on to get back to it, but they can't do it. We asked him about the price of the drugs, and he said that, well, methamphetamine, a single paper, as it's called, sells for $50. That's a tenth of a gram. That's for one hit. If you're buying a gram of it, it's $400 or $500. One of the ladies we talked to at the jail was spending $2,000 a week on methamphetamines and other drugs. To get this kind of money, according to Lieutenant Rosa, the people had to resort to burglary, to theft, anything, stealing from their parents if they were youth. Said in most cases they ended up dealing because that's the only way they could get enough money to support their own habit. To give you an idea of what that is, even heroin costs $60 for a hit. Cocaine can run $1,400 to $2,400 for an ounce. At the time we asked him this, he had just gotten the most recent price list for drugs and was reading it to us. Good marijuana costs $2,000 to $3,000 a pound, a single joint, $2 or $3.
So it appears you have to have a lot of money to be illegal and to be a criminal these days.
We asked him, Lieutenant, for his advice, and he said, well, he was actually not very optimistic about people getting off of drugs. He had seen a lot of people like it, and he didn't see a lot of people get off of it. He said, the best thing you can do is try to convince a person to get professional help. He said, it's like an alcoholic. He never saw an alcoholic admit he was an alcoholic until he had been part of Alcoholics Anonymous or a similar program. He says, it's denial. They'll say, I'm just using this for recreation. They'll say that even if they're spending $700 a day on drugs. It's just for recreation. He says, the family can help if they can get them to clergy, if they can get them to counseling. Sometimes, he says, the spouses will turn in their husband or their wife, usually because of there's potential for violence or real violence, or the wife is afraid that the house will be seized under the drug seizure laws. One woman recently turned in her husband after he put a shotgun to her head and threatened her. So this is what the drugs lead to. We also asked him about organized crime. It's obvious that these drugs are distributed internationally by organized crime. And he says, well, yes, you can't open up shop on the island without the blessings of organized crime, and they take about 60% of the proceeds of all of these drug sales.
Well, it's a big price to pay, even if the family treated the person badly. Many families beat their children and call it discipline. It's a big price to pay to go down the drain to a place like is being run here on Kauai. It's not a five-star hotel, I can tell you that. And you wouldn't want to live there. So, clear out the drugs from your house. Reform your thinking about it. It's not cool. Can be very rough on your nerve system. The reaction to the action of breaking the law. You are in prison right now because if you are using illegal drugs of any kind, you're always looking over your shoulder and worrying about being caught. Admit it, it's true. So, you've imprisoned yourself in even a smaller cell.